The Ramchal now explains how it's possible for a tzaddik or a nabi to perform miracles at will. How can they bend the natural world to do as they please? We find Elisha, Eliyahu Navi, much later, Rav Pinchas ben Yair split the Yarden to cross it, and many other such examples of miracles, not the least being reviving the dead, which both Eliyahu did, Elisha did twice, and many Tanoim and Amoraim could, as is attested to in the Gemara, and officially any person who is named, actually mentioned by name in the Gemara, had the ability to be Mechayim Esim. So as we discussed earlier, Hashem created many ways to call out to Him and become close to Him, which are the Shemos, the holy names of Hashem. Each name is associated with a different aspect of Hashba'ah. Each one brings down a different energy and power from Shemayim. Being that every single part of creation is bound to higher spiritual powers, they get their characteristics and behavior from that spiritual influx of power and energy, the Ashpa of Ruchnius. And when that is altered, their behavior will change as well. When a tzaddik calls out to Hashem using Hashem's name, and the usage of that name brings down a special Shefa from heaven, a spiritual energy which translates into a physical energy, he can change the way the world works. Ashinu Ateva. Eliyahu or Elisha called out to Hashem using one of his holy names and thereby created a spiritual force which translated into a physical energy in the water which prevented the Yarden from flowing any further, creating a virtual wall, blocking its progress. Through connecting to Hashem in this special way, they were able to daven and bring down this awesome force into the world, which by definition altered the normal pace of the natural world. There is a whole other way which a person can affect a Shinu HaTeva, a miraculous occurrence. Hashem placed many angels in charge of different aspects of the world. We've discussed this already in the past, the Ramchal has explained this in at length, that there are many hundreds of thousands of angels, and millions perhaps, which are assigned to every level of the physical world. And they are overseen by greater angels, who are in turn overseen by greater angels, and so on. There's a whole process until the highest level, just before Hashem is reached. These angels have prescribed jobs and missions, how to conduct the natural world. But they have the inherent power to do differently, and to change how the natural world under their dominion behaves. Hashem gave them that ability. The angel in charge of water can have water flow naturally, downhill with gravity, as it is meant to, but also possesses the ability to have water flow upwards, and surge, and create a wall, or attack the Egyptians, and so on. Hashem designed these angels in such that they're bound to Hashem's name, that when the proper name of Hashem is mentioned, which is associated with the power entrusted to those angels, they will be forced to perform with greater strength or different characteristics based on the way the name of Hashem is applied. This is the concept referred to in Midrashim as Hashba'ah, which means forcing the angels to do as a person desires through invoking the name of Hashem which controls them. And this is another method of changing the natural world and performing a miracle. And the Ramchal will now go on to explain in detail how these work.